Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak, and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower chamber would vote on December 28 to override Trump's veto. Congress has until January the 2nd to override the veto. President Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday. On Tuesday, the president pardoned four Blackwater contractors convicted in the shooting deaths of more than a dozen Iraqi civilians, prompting outrage from some human rights activists and Iraqis. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of the sentences of an additional three people. Latin America received its first doses of COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, with the shipment landing in Mexico City. Officials say Mexico plans to begin vaccinating healthcare workers on Thursday. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Via remote, this is VOA News. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide, just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt the pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. President Trump warned on Wednesday he would hold Iran responsible in the event of a fatal attack on Americans in Iraq, as the first anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general is in the U.S. airstrikes approaches. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had already pointed the finger at Tehran, while the U.S. military command that covers the region said that the rocket attack was almost certainly conducted by an Iranian-backed rogue militia. In a statement that while it caused no U.S. injuries or casualties, the attack did damage the buildings in the U.S. compound and was clearly not intended to avoid casualties. This week, two Iran-backed militias in Iraq denied responsibility for the rocket attack. EU officials say British negotiators are nearing a trade deal as Britain's New Year's Day exit from the 27-nation bloc approaches. Two officials said negotiators are working to resolve a fishing rights issue in British waters in hopes of avoiding a messy economic break between the two sides. Britain is calling for quotas for EU vessels in British waters, and sources from both sides have reported progress in the talks. It is unclear how trade between the two sides would take place if they fail to meet the January 1st deadline. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the variant up there of the COVID-19 virus, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from the U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It followed the approval of the Pfizer biotech vaccine early this month. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.